Ann Coulter, pro-crime party nominates a justice. By Ann Coulter on March 30, 2022. Presidents are entitled to nominate Supreme Court justices who represent their party and its values. Using that as our guide, President Joe Biden picked the Democrats' perfect Supreme Court Justice, Ketanji Brown Jackson. If you'd given me $1,000 to come up with a question that would stump a Supreme Court nominee, I never would have thought of, what's a woman? Democratic values. As Senators Josh Hawley, Tom Cotton, Ted Cruz, and Lindsey Graham amply demonstrated at the nomination hearings last week, Judge Jackson really likes defendants in child pornography cases. She's partial to all criminals, but the child porn cases make the point bracingly. In 7 out of 7 child pornography cases that came before Judge Jackson, where the sentencing was up to the judge, she imposed sentences that were a fraction of those recommended under the sentencing guidelines. In all 7 cases, her sentences were also far below those requested by the prosecutor. Not 2.5 years, instead of 3, more like 3 months instead of 10 years. In United States v. Hawkins, the defendant possessed and distributed multiple images of child abuse of kids, including photos of prepubescent boys engaging in oral and anal sex, a video of an 8-year-old boy masturbating, and one of an 11-year-old boy being anally penetrated by an adult man. The federal sentencing guidelines recommended 8 to 10 years. Judge Jackson sentenced the defendant to 3 months. Yes, yes, he was only 18, and he was remorseful. Good for him. But Judge Jackson also dramatically departed downward in sentencing a couple of ripe perverts. One who attempted to travel across state lines to molest a 9-year-old girl, when his thousands of child porn images weren't enough. And another who distributed more than 100 pornographic photos and videos of his own daughter. On average, Judge Jackson gave child porn defendants sentences more than 5 years below the minimum under the guidelines. In other words, Judge Jackson is the beau ideal Democratic Supreme Court justice. In her favor, KBJ is at least a generational African American, GAA, i.e. descendant of American slaves, DOAS, unlike Barack Obama, Kamala Harris, Joy Ann Reid, and approximately 90% of the African Americans in Harvard's entering class this year, according to the Harvard Crimson. Perhaps, there's hope that, someday, the High Court will acknowledge that affirmative action is intended to make up for the legacy of slavery and should be available exclusively to GAAs, as opposed to what it is now, which is affirmative action, set-asides, plus factors, and do-nothing diversity jobs for everyone except white Americans. Apart from the Democrats finally promoting a legacy African American, rather than an immigrant trying to steal the experiences of black Americans, nothing is unusual here. It's the media's response to the questioning Judge Jackson that's been hilarious. The media take the position that it's rude to ask Judge Jackson questions, at least any questions about her record. Republicans are welcome to ask her all the questions they like about her family or her travails. She is the most qualified human being ever to be nominated to the Supreme Court. The bravest, the strongest, the most heroic, how dare you ask our little lamb questions? The media have also issued reams of context, fact checks, and debunkings, all to prove that KBJ is a virtual Elliot Ness on crime. Don't believe your eyes. Forget everything you know about the Democrats. It's all lies and conspiracy theories. We got the sneering. No, Senator Hawley, Ketanji Brown Jackson isn't soft on child pornography. NBC News. We got the hysterical warnings about right-wing conspiracy theorists. Hawley's attacks on Ketanji Brown Jackson fuel a surge in online conspiracy chatter. NPR. And we got the sophistical fact checks. Fact check, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson child porn sentence is pretty mainstream, ABC News. The New York Times fact check noted she was concerned about child porn fiends who were simply motivated by the technological or social aspects of child porn. Totally run on that, Democrats. What is the point of all these fact checks? For the past 2 years, liberals have been screaming, defund the police. All cops are bastards. F.K. the police, not to mention actually defunding the police and springing criminals in Democratic-run cities around the country. We got it. You like criminals and hate the police, Democrats. You're not exactly flying below the radar. Of note, Senator Joe Manchin, your regular old-time, American values Democrat, is just like the rest of his party when it comes to crime. Same with Arizona's Senator Mark Kelly and Montana's Senator John Tester. Kelly can boast about being an astronaut, and Tester can walk around with that buzz cut and a piece of hay in his teeth. But give them a guy getting off on videos of 11-year-old boys being anally raped, and they say, 3 months. Max.